Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Remember by Avram Goldhar and Dei Masechah Sota, Daf Lamed Ches, the 7th Perek, Eilun Ne'amarim. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the details we're going to focus on, number one, the next mission teaches how Birkas Kohanim is performed. B'medino Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos, B'migdash Bracha Achas. In the provinces, meaning outside the Migdash, the Kohen says it as three separate brachas, and in the Migdash as one bracha. B'migdash Omer says Hashem K'ksava, u'b'medino B'knuyoy. In the Migdash he says Hashem's name the way it's written, Yudke Vavke, and in the provinces with its substitute, Av Dalad Nun Yud. B'medino Kohanim Nosim Esidian K'nege Kisvehem, u'b'migdash Al Gabi Rashen. In the provinces, the Kohanim raise their hands parallel to their shoulders, and in the Migdash above their heads. Rashi explains because they are pronouncing Hashem's name, and the Shekhinah rests above their fingers. The mission then records the Malchokas of the Kohen Gadol does the same or cannot raise his hands above the tzitz. The Gemara brings the sources of many halachas of Birkas Kohanim. Among them, our mission's distinction of when to use the Shem HaMeforsh. The pasuk says, "Vasamu Shmi, let them place my name upon Bnei Israel," implies Shmi HaMiyuchadli, my name which is unique to me. A Gezer Shavah teaches that this only applies in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yoshi gives a different source from a pasuk he reinterprets to say, "Bekol makom asher avo elechu berachticha, sham azkir eshmi." Everywhere that I will come to you and bless you, meaning the Mikdash, there I will permit mention of my name. Point number two, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Ein nosim koshel bracha levarach ela tov ayin." We do not give the cup of blessing for benching except to a generous person. He also said, "Menayin shafil opus mekirin betzari ayin." From where do we know that even birds recognize misers? Because a pasuk about misers says, "Ki chinam mezor hareshes b'nei kol bal knaf." Because for nothing he scatters food in the net to the eye of every winged creature, because they'll not eat the miser's food. He also said, "Kol nenu betzari ha'ayin over beloved." Anyone who benefits from a miser transgresses a prohibition, as it says, "Al tilcham es lechem ra'ayin." Do not eat the bread of a miser. And then the pasuk says, "Ki kamo shar benafsho, ken hu ochol shosei yomolach." Because he's like one whose soul is embittered. Eat and drink, he'll tell you, but his heart is not with you. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak added another love. Finally, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi faults misers for the death of the traveler that requires an egla rufa, based on the elders of the city declaring they're not responsible for his death because they did not send him away without food. And point number three, Rabbi Simlai said, "Beis HaKnesset shekulo kahanim, kulon onu duchan." A shul that is entirely made up of kahanim, they all ascend the platform for Birkas Kohanim. Since there's no one else present, Rabbi Zeir explains whom they're blessing. La'achem shebasados, to their brothers working in the fields. Now this is a challenge from a Bryce, which states, "Am she'achorei kohanim enim v'chol bracha." The people standing behind the kohanim are not included in the bracha because they must face the kohanim to receive the bracha. Gemara answers, "Hadi anise, hadi lo anise." This law that those in the field are included is for those who are forced by their work not to attend. And this Bryce said that those standing behind the kohanim are not included is for those who are not forced to do so, but do not value the bracha enough to change position. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches how Birkas Kohanim is performed. B'medino Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos, B'migdash Bracha Achas. In the provinces, meaning outside the Migdash, the Kohen says it as three separate brachas, and in the Migdash as one bracha. B'migdash Omer says Hashem K'ksava, u'b'medino B'knuyoy. In the Migdash he says Hashem's name the way it's written, Yudke Vavke, and in the provinces with its substitute, Av Dalad Nun Yud. B'medino Kohanim Nosim Esidian K'nege Kisvehem, u'b'migdash Al Gabi Rashen. In the provinces, the Kohanim raise their hands parallel to their shoulders, and in the Migdash above their heads. Rashi explains because they are pronouncing Hashem's name, and the Shekhinah rests above their fingers. The mission then records the Malchokas of the Kohen Gadol does the same or cannot raise his hands above the tzitz. The Gemara brings the sources of many halachas of Birkas Kohanim. Among them, our mission's distinction of when to use the Shem HaMeforsh. The pasuk says, "Vasamu Shmi, let them place my name upon Bnei Israel," implies Shmi HaMiyuchadli, my name which is unique to me. A Gezer Shavah teaches that this only applies in the Migdash. Rabbi Yoshi gives a different source from a pasuk he reinterprets to say, "Bekol makom asher avo elechu berachticha, sham azkir eshmi." Everywhere that I will come to you and bless you, meaning the Migdash, there I will permit mention of my name. Point number two, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Ein nosim koshel bracha levarach ela tov ayin." We do not give the cup of blessing for benching except to a generous person. He also said, "Menayin shafil opus mekirin betzari ayin." From where do we know that even birds recognize misers? Because a pasuk about misers says, "Ki chinam mezor hareshes b'nei kol bal knaf." Because for nothing he scatters food in the net to the eye of every winged creature, because they'll not eat the miser's food. He also said, "Kol nenu metzari ha'ayin over beloved." Anyone who benefits from a miser transgresses a prohibition, as it says, "Al tilcham es lechem ra'ayin." Do not eat the bread of a miser. And then the pasuk says, Ki kamo shar benavsho, ken hu ochol shaseh yomolach. Because he's like one whose soul is embittered. Eat and drink, he'll tell you, but his heart is not with you. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak added another love. Finally, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi faults misers for the death of the traveler that requires an egla rufa, based on the elders of the city declaring they're not responsible for his death because they did not send him away without food. And point number three, Rabbi Simlai said, Beisa Knesset shekul kahanim kulan onu duchan, a shul that is entirely made up of kahanim, they all ascend the platform for birchas kahanim. Since there's no one else present, Rabbi Zeir explains whom they're blessing, la'achem shebasados, to their brothers working in the field. Now this is challenged from a brisa which states, Am she'achorei kohanim einu v'chol bracha. The people standing behind the kohanim are not included in the bracha because they must face the kohanim to receive the bracha. Gemara answers, Hadde anise, hadde lo anise. This law that those in the field are included is for those who are forced by their work not to attend. And this brisa, that those standing behind the kohanim are not included, is for those who are not forced to do so, but do not value the bracha enough to change position. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf lamed ches, and our standard simmon relates to a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon to make it more distinct. So chicken soup is a simmon. So here goes. The man who was shaken by hearing Birkas Kohanim in the Migdash with the Shem HaMeforash did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink, while voluntarily standing behind the all Kohanim congregation, as they said, Birkas Kohanim. So once again, in slow motion, the man who was shaken by hearing the Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforash did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup. Red bowl of chicken soup? That must be more in Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach, chicken soup. The man who was shaken by hearing Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforash, which reminds us, the next mission brings differences between how Birkas Kohanim was said in the Mikdash versus in the Medina. One of the differences being that inside the Mikdash it was said with the Shem HaMeforash. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforash did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that anyone who benefits from a miser transgresses a love. As it says, do not eat the bread of a miser because he's like one whose soul is embittered. Eat and drink, he'll tell you, but his heart is not with you. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforash did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink, while voluntarily standing behind the all Kohanim congregation, as they said, Birkas Kohanim. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses that people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha because they must face Kohanim to receive the bracha. But this does not refer to those working in the field who are forced by their work not to attend, but rather to those who are not forced to do so, but do not value the bracha enough to change position. So once again, the man who was shaken by hearing Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforash did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink, while voluntarily standing behind the all Kohanim congregation, as they said, Birkas Kohanim. All right, so now it's time for four ba'a ba'a chazara. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders. Ladders? That must be wearing Daf Lamed Daled. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, which reminds us, there's machlokas on how the waters piled up when Bnei Israel crossed the Yarden. Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon said the waters piled up higher, crest above crest, until all the kings of the east and west saw them. The pasuk describes a reaction that their hearts melted and they no longer had any spirit in them because of Bnei Israel. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky. For a people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the stones that were raised from the Yarden and the enormous size of the fruit brought by the Meraglim. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, for a people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, didn't notice the spies sneak by, who began to daven, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kalv separated from the plot of the spies and went and prostrated himself on the graves of the Avos. He said to them, Avosai bakshai rachamim, she'anatzel ma'atzis meraglim, my fathers asked for mercy for me that I should be saved from the spies' plot. Regarding Yehoshua, Moshe already asked for mercy for him, for it says, V'yikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, and he called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, meaning to say, Hashem Yoshia Acham Ma'atzis Meragim, Hashem should save you from the plot of the spies. Daf Lamed Hei, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is the children's choir singing La La La. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be more Daf Lamed Hei, a children's choir singing La La La. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die, which reminds us, the Meraglim said, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants because they saw important people, the Kanani, die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended that the spies would not be noticed because the people were preoccupied with the burials. They also said that they were grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants. The people accepted the report and cried that night, which was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hem bachu b'chiyu shochinam, v'aniek b'elohem b'chiyu ledoros. They wept a weeping without cause, and I'll establish for them a weeping for generations. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding on to a golden box, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that when Klai Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron who had been standing in the eastern side of the river stepped back onto that east bank across from Klai Yisrael. Nasa Aron is Nosa Va'avar. The Aron then carried his bearers and crossed. Uzzah was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Aron when it shook during his transport to Yerushalayim. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages, which reminds us, more brings him along, how the Torah was inscribed on the stones. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the miracles that were done on the day B'nai Yisrael crossed the Yarden, including coming to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal on the same day, despite it being more than a 60 mil journey, and anyone who stood against him immediately lost control of his bodily functions from terror. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, and that he received an additional hate to his name for being Makadeh Shem Shemayim. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, who was rushing out to take his course on how to learn 70 languages, which reminds us how Yosef was taught 70 languages by Gavriel, and of the oath he swore not to reveal that Paro could not learn Lashon HaKodesh. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The fierce laser tag competition, laser tag, that must be more Daf Lamed Zayin. The fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, which reminds us, Ramir says that Sheva Ben Yamin jumped into the water first and the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. The Gemara continues that Ben Yamin and Tzadik merited to be host for the Shechina because the Aron was in the Kodesh Kodashim in his territory. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped in first. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Yisrael, as it says, Haisi Yehuda Akadshel Yisrael Mam Shalosav. Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions, the reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Hayam Ra V'Yanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 covenant prize, which reminds us, there's machlokes about the number of brisos for each mitzvah, one being that there were 48 covenants, and we also learned about the concept of arbus, that every Jew took responsibility for the mitzvah observance of every other Jew. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf when the Gavriel taught Yosef 70 languages? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number two, which daf when the one who stands behind the Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim is not included in the bracha? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number three, which daf when the Kalev davened at the Kever of the Avos to be saved from the Meraglim's plot? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number four, which daf to be machlokes is about the number of brisos of covenants for each mitzvah and the concept of arvos? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number five, which of the one that the Aron carried those that carried it across the Yarden? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number six, which of the one that one should not take food from a miser? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number seven, which of the one that Rabbi Meir says that it was Sheva ben Yamin who jumped first into the Yam Suf? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number eight, which daf to be machlokes regarding how the waters piled up at the Yarden, and we learned that the foreign king's hearts melted when they saw the waters? That's on daf Ramadan. Good number nine. Which stuff do you discuss the differences how Birkas Kohanim was said in the Mikdash versus the Medina? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that a person should say his praises in a low voice and his troubles in a loud voice? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldham Zirk wishing you a great day and great learning.